Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perry A. on calcium bentonite clay. Glad to be with you today and excited to get started talking about answering your questions about calcium bentonite clay. I am excited to report the final corrections are coming in today, and hopefully tomorrow you'll be able to go to my book site, The Clay Book, and follow the link to order the book. They're usually pretty quick. They've been out of town. I've been waiting since Friday, and the lady I was working with was on leave, so I had to wait till today for her to acknowledge my corrections. And so I think the book is going to be here in one or two days at least. So I'm very excited about that. The book is exciting. The Living Clay Book is no longer available. If you have one of those, you may want to keep it. They're out of production. And so this is the replacement book, full of new information, around 180 ailment protocols in it. And just real excited about the information in it, and think it will help people understand clay so much easier. So I'm going to get started today and see if we have any questions. Hopefully we have some in queue. Yes, from Oklahoma City. Is clay helpful in defeating candida, and how? Clay is helpful about getting the body back in balance. When you drink the clay, you're cleaning your insides. You're getting other things out of the way that kind of compromise your system, where your immune system is down. And usually people with candida have sort of a sluggish immune system working. It's helpful. You need to drink you need to be aggressive with it and drink anywhere from 4 to 8 ounces of clay, liquid clay, 3 times a day. Take the clay baths, put a poultice over your liver. Occasionally, if you do a poultice the first 3 times, just leave it on for an hour when you do it on a body organ like the kidney or the liver. After that, the body's had time to adjust, and you can put one on and leave it on all night. It's also very important to watch your sugars and carbohydrates when you're fighting candida, because the clay tends to pull the candida out. And it also I lost my train of thought. It was pulling the candida out. But if you're eating sugars and things, you're feeding them again. So those sugars and carbohydrates that turn to sugars really feed the candida. So you've got to be on a diet, be conscious of that. Take some clay baths to help detox. When you kill off those bacteria, you need to help getting them out of the body. So taking clay baths, drinking the clay, and applying the poultices to your liver, possibly your lower stomach, and see how you do on that. But I would be aggressive in drinking the clay. Start with 2 ounces 3 times a day. Each day add 1 ounce till you get to 4 ounces. Stay there a day or two. Okay, if you're okay there, then increase it to 8 ounces. Just gradually 1 ounce a day till you get to 6 or 8 ounces. It depends on how long you've had the candida and how deeply manifested it is as to how long it will take. You should be feeling some signs of relief within a week or so. Once you get up to taking it aggressively. And if you have any questions, if you go to bentoniteinfo.com and click on the testimonials, there's some testimonials there on candida, and so you can see what other people have done. Another question: how much more clay than normal should one take to help with periodic metal cleanse, or say a seasonal detox? You know, I would, if you know you have heavy metals and you're wanting to do a serious cleanse, I would take 3 ounces three times a day for 21 days. This is going to get rid of parasite. It's going to help clean the crud out of your lower colon if there's any buildup in there. It's going to balance your pH, and it's just going to help your system run smoothly. Now, in both of these cases, I would drink not immediately after you drink your clay. You drink your clay and leave it there for 30 minutes or so, but during the day, drink a lot of water to help flush out these toxins. So that's important during the day to follow up with water. And they recommend, this was recommended to us by a doctor who, people who had gone out of the country and may have picked up parasites. And they said 3 ounces three times a day for 21 days because it gets the parasites that are left behind. Now, if you have heavy metals that are already in your body, already absorbed into your body, you're going to need to take clay baths. Because the clay particle isn't absorbed into the bloodstream. It doesn't go through the colon wall. So clay baths are very, very safe and very, very effective at detoxing through the pores of your skin. If you know you have high levels of heavy metals, you may want to take 2-cup clay baths instead of a 1-cup clay bath that's normally recommended. And you don't have to take them twice a week. You can take them every day or every day if you like. The more often you take them, the quicker you're going to get the heavy metals out. But I recommend you get a hair analysis or a blood analysis. Blood analysis is the best one to see what heavy metals you have and then to follow up with another one so you can see if all of them are gone. Now, I've told many times about the child with 7.3 levels of lead in his bloodstream, 3 months on 2 baths a week, with 1 cup clay baths a week, and he was taking 2 tablespoons of liquid clay daily. And in 3 months, there was no sign of lead in its system. So it depends on how long you've had it. If you're just doing maintenance, I think you can take a couple of clay baths, for maybe 4 clay baths, 2 a week, 1 cup clay baths, and drink your clay. If you stay drinking clay, and particularly you drink some before your meals, now, on the cleanse, we say do it on an empty stomach so it can work more effective. But after the cleanse is done, you can take it any time. And if you take it before your meals, if there's any toxicity, pesticides, the bad stuff in our foods, the clay is going to grab it. E. coli, it's going to grab it before it goes into your body. And it carries it out. It goes in the mouth and goes out south. So if you will drink a little clay before your meals, the chewing is going to release any toxicity that's in your vegetables or in your meats. And so you want the clay there to grab it. So if you drink a little before you eat, I'd take a good ounce before you eat. You're going to be pretty much eating organic. Even today, organic foods, they find things in them just from the soil. So I highly recommend staying on a maintenance diet. I drink clay every day, have for 20 years, and the only side effect that bothers most people is constipation. And 90% of the people have good bowel movements, and the other 10% get constipated. And it's because their gut's floral system is out of balance or they're pulling out old fecal matter. But just take whatever you need to keep your services working, keep the mail running. And there are lots of things out there. I like over-the-counter magnesium oxide. I found out from the druggist the other day, I couldn't find it, and said they're keeping it in the back. You have to ask for it, because kids are using it to mix with something to make some kind of drug. So It's not on the counter as easily accessible as it used to be, but make sure it's magnesium oxide and not Caltrate. Darlene in Fort Worth, can clay help with hemorrhoids? If so, how should I use it? Yes, ma'am. Drinking it helps, and it just taking a fingerful of clay and kind of pushing it up towards in the anus towards the hemorrhoids is very beneficial. You may need to wear a panty liner while you do that. Make some soft, thick clay and form it into little bullet shapes to make a suppository. You don't want to let them dry real hard because then they'll be uncomfortable going in there, but getting firm enough where you can insert them and insert them up into the rectum and just leave them there, and the clay will do its thing and it'll come out when it needs to. But it can be very helpful in shrinking the hemorrhoids and taking the pain away. So, Francis in Weatherford, Oklahoma. I don't have a bathtub, just a shower stall. Is there some way I can use clay to get similar benefits to a clay bath? Yes, ma'am. It's not as effective as the clay bath because you're not getting your lymph glands, but you can do a foot soak. Get you a container that's big enough that you can put both feet in, like a plastic sweater container that you put under the bed when you put your out winter clothes under there, big enough that you can get both feet in. And in your blender, mix a solution of one part clay to six parts water, a 1-to-6 ratio. So if you used one cup of clay, you'd use 6 cups of water, blend it on high for about 30 seconds, pour it in the container. You'll probably have to do 2 or 3 of them. Get a container with a lid because you can use it probably 10 times when it's just your feet. The feet have 200,000 pores in the skin of your feet, so it's the second best way to detox. And in addition to that, you might take some of the clay mask and put under your armpits and around the areas where your lymph glands are in your groin area just to make sure that they get detoxified too. And it's said that the palms of your hands, your feet, and the top of your head are places that we sweat a lot and that we have pores. So if you want to try it on the palms of your hands too, just take some of the mask and put on and let it dry. But I definitely think the feet is going to get much more of it. Thank you. Cheryl McCoy, Perry, earlier you recommended bentoniteinfo.com. It's actually bentoniteclayinfo.com. Thank you, Cheryl. I get to talking and I don't think of what I'm saying. So the website where the testimonials is bentoniteclayinfo.com. Good thing I have people to back me up, right? All these new sites are just running through my head. And to make sure I said it right, the clay book site is theclaybook.com. Thank you, Cheryl. Okay, Niles in South Pasadena. Will the clay plug the drain or plumbing in my bathtub? Does it dissolve okay with water as the bath drains? Thank you. If you mix it correctly, it has no danger to your plumbing. Even if you're on a septic tank, we had a septic tank expert check it. But it needs to be mixed in a blender. If you scatter it over the bathtub and try to get it to dissolve, you're going to have lumps. As long as it's lump-free, it will go down your bathtub quite well. And not only that, it helps clean your pipes. So by the time you flush, you know, the clay out of your bathtub, you've run enough through the drains that there's no harm there. We had a lady with 50-year-old plumbing in her house that used to have a plumber out twice a year, and she gave her autistic daughter daily clay baths, and she said, once she started doing the clay baths, her plumbing hadn't had to have the plumber out, so it's actually helped her pipes. Liva in Canada. Hi, Perry. I've been experiencing pain and cramping, particularly in my left big toe. Then it spreads to the rest of my toes. I drink lots of water and take magnesium clay and bathe in clay once a week. At first we thought it was gout, but after seeing a few different practitioners, they say that it isn't gout. I do not want to get x-rays done as I'm now hypersensitive. I also have MSC, which is, her copy is running off the page, is IMP, there's some word I'm not getting, I don't know, it's something dog that has many allergies. So the MSC, which has IMP, I don't know what IMP is, it runs off the page. Just wondering what I can do for my feet. It can be so painful at times, especially now the weather's cooling off. We also have a five-year-old dog that has many allergies. I just started giving him a tablespoon of clay. Most of his allergies are environmental, from grass, et cetera. Poor Poor guy, maybe you or an audience member might know what's going on with my toes. I have changed my shoes and my boots often, thinking that maybe the pain was from that, but it doesn't seem to be the case here. I do not show signs of osteoarthritis. Thanks so much for your weekly show. I try to listen as much as can. You know, I don't know what's causing that. You might Google toe cramping. There is something called hammer toes, when the tendons in the toes tighten up and one toe will get crooked and draw up and kind of cross over another toe. I don't know if this is the first sign of that. I would go to a podiatrist and see if you can get an opinion from them, and once we know what we're dealing with, we'll kind of know if clay works. I would put the clay on, instead of soaking it, I would put the clay on your toes at night, real thickly, all between your toes and all around your toes, and if you can do it just as you're getting into bed, so, because when you walk, it squishes around. Wrap it in some saran wrap or Glad press and seal, and put a sock on and sleep with it on and see if that helps, as well as drinking the clay. But you said you're already doing that. I would say go to at least 3 ounces three times a day if you're drinking the clay to see if that will improve. That sounds very, very uncomfortable. And I really can't tell what it is, if it's, you know, if it's not gout. I definitely go to a foot doctor and get his opinion before it's something that, you know, you can't get control of. Doesn't sound fun, that's for sure. Okay, let's see. James in San Diego, I've heard that clay helps with hangovers. Is this true? Yes, sir, you betcha. When you come in from drinking, if you can remember, take it at night before you go to bed. Take a good 1 to 2 ounces of clay and go to sleep, and you'll wake up without that draggy headache hangover. Even for wine. And, you know, if it's not gone the next morning, take a little more clay. But I think if you remember to take it at night, if you're in a state where you can remember to do that, it'll relieve you of those hangovers. We've had a lot of college kids that love it for that. Okay, Marsha, can clay be used to treat migraines? Yes, ma'am, several ways. You can put a clay poultice over your head, the area where the headache is, if it's the back of the neck or over your temples and sinuses. You may want to kind of saturate a wash rag, a warm or cold wash rag, with some of the clay mass and press it into your face and hold, lay down and drink some clay. Just keep sipping on it, some clay water, and give it about 15 minutes to 30 minutes to start relieving. Another thing is we had a lady that would get severe migraines, and she would take a clay bath. And she was down to the last of her clay and only had a half a cup left. So she took a half a cup clay bath and got in and soaked. And she said within 15 minutes her migraine headache was gone. So take a clay bath and also try applying it as a poultice to a wet wash rag and rub some of the clay mask on it kind of thickly. Press it over the area where the headache is the most intense. We tighten up our muscles and the flow of energy doesn't go, and then the headache becomes more and more intense. So try those two things. And we've had people with severe migraine headaches, one that would get violently ill and throwing up, and a friend told him about the clay and took him some when he was in the middle of an attack, and he had him start sipping on the clay. And any time he got sick, he would sip a little more, but he would just keep sipping on it. And he put a poultice over his head, and in 30 minutes he went to sleep, and the headache was gone. So those are some good things. Good questions today. Looks like we're out of questions temporarily. I'll go over to the phone lines and see if there's anybody on the phone line. I do have someone. Hello? This is Perry. Do you have a question, Ann Cole?
Yes. Hi. Yes, I do. I have been using the clay now for 8 months, and I can't even tell you the benefits that I've had from it. It's just, and it's too numerous to go into. I had high cholesterol for 7 years. And I've had, I've been pre-diabetic for about the same length of time, and it has helped both, in both cases. I haven't had my blood sugar this low in 7 years. My concern is I've got my sisters on it. We're all in our 60s. And she just emailed me some information and said, I'm concerned about the aluminum in it. So can you tell me anything about that?
Okay. Nothing to be worried about. It's not the man-made aluminum. It's aluminum oxide, and it stays within the clay molecule. The minerals in the clay are not absorbed into the body. They are bound together and make up the clay particle with a negative charge. It's like when they went through the volcano, they're fused together and they make up this strong negative charge. If you can imagine a thin, microscopically thin business card, that's what the clay platelets look like. They're little thin layers. And when you hydrate the clay with water, it expands between these layers, and the water, the toxins, the body fluids go through there, and the negative charge on both sides of this card pull the toxins in and hold them. It's like makes a little cage. It captures them because the negative charge is so strong. The surface area, so if you spread these little cards out on a football field, the surface area of 1 gram, which is a fourth of a teaspoon, would go to the 20-yard line. So it's that many little negative cards with both sides negative charge. That's why clay is so strong. A teaspoon would go to the 80-yard line as far as surface area goes. But the minerals in the clay make up the clay particle. They're not bioavailable. Okay. You get 4 minerals in the cation exchange layer, which are calcium, magnesium, potassium, and sodium, but not in measurable amounts. So we don't know. It depends on how much is exchanged for something bad. So you don't really take it for a mineral supplement. You need to go ahead and take your supplements. But the other minerals and the aluminum and clay is in an oxide form. It's very important in its actions with the silica and clay, and it stays within the clay particle. And even if it weren't, aluminum oxide is not the deadly kind. It's the man-made kind that is dangerous. So
No,
that's a very good question. We have that asked a lot. All clays have aluminum in them. All earth does. So,
I went through and I Googled it and kept coming up with aluminum. But you explained it very well.
Thank you.
I will have my sisters listen to this one. but they do. All my sisters listen to it. But I just want to thank you. It has changed my life, this clay.
Well,
and I've had so many benefits from them, too many to talk about. So just wanted to...
Well, that's
to
what clay does. It works on the whole body, and you get a plethora of benefits at the whole time. And thank you so much for sharing that. I'd love to have your testimonial if you could email it to me.
Okay.
About your diabetes and your cholesterol.
Okay. And you know, when I started taking it, I wasn't taking it for cholesterol or diabetes. I wasn't taking it for that, but yet I got the benefits from it.
Yes.
Amazing.
It works on the whole body.
Yes.
And there are some people that lowers the cholesterol, and there are others that it doesn't. There are two types of cholesterol. That's from foods and hereditary cholesterol. So you need to monitor your cholesterol if you're taking it to see if it's still, you know, effective. And it may be effective for some people and not for others because of that.
I've been taking it for 8 months. 2 months after taking it, I went and had my blood tested because it was that time. And it was the first time in 7 years that my cholesterol went down.
Wonderful.
And no matter what I did, it was the first thing. And it's the first time that my sugar had come down. I've been fighting diabetes. I've been pre-diabetic for 7 years.
Yeah.
So, but I...
Well, maybe this will help you get on the other side of that.
Yes. It is. It is helping me. So when I've gone from 138 to 105 in sugar... Yeah, so that's a lot.
Yes,
so,
it is.
Thank you so much
for sharing that. We love hearing from people and hearing success stories.
Okay.
It really helps
us all
learn about how clay works, and appreciate your call so much.
I share it with everybody, so I'm excited about it. But
well,
you have a good day.
Okay,
bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, that was a wonderful call. I love getting calls like that. I'm going to go over and check and see if we have any more questions while I was talking. Samantha, is it okay to mix essential oil or herbs into a clay mask? You know, it's questionable. I would ask, what oils do you want to mix in and why? Clay is kind of particular about who it mixes with, and there's some things like camphor or eucalyptus that it doesn't blend well with. We did make a product called Muscle Rub that had a little bit of peppermint oil and tea tree oil in it and worked very good as a mask. But generally, clay tends to absorb oil, so you want to mix it into a ready-made mask and not into the powder. We did a test during the oil spill because we were trying to help with the BP oil spill, and we put oil over some water and sprinkled dry clay over it. Took quite a bit of clay, but it absorbed the oil, and it sunk to the bottom. And then when you'd reach down and kind of mash the clay, you would think the oil would come back to the top, but it didn't. So we know it absorbs oil, and we know that oils essentially absorb into the body, and we know that clay pulls out. So I wouldn't use it all the time, maybe occasionally, because they do have contradictory actions, and yet the muscle rub, when you mix it into the hydrated clay, seems to deal with it okay. So it's kind of try it and see, but definitely mixed it into the already hydrated clay. And it doesn't take much of the oil, it's just a few drops generally. Thank you. Good question. Okay, we're out of questions for now. And our time is about up. I'm going to go back over to our conference page and see if anyone has a question they'd like to ask. If you press star 2 on your phone, it'll open your phone line. Please stay tuned to go to theclaybook.com. I'm hoping that they will get me these final corrections today, and as soon as they're done, the book will be available. They print on demand, so when you order it, at first they'll probably have some print. They're going to print some up, but the first ones may take a week or two for them to get it, the assembly line going. We'll be sending out a notice as well as soon as we find out. So thank you one and all for listening in today. Let me check and see if we have any more questions that came up. I'm not seeing any more questions, and that's our time for today. I am very pleased to have been with you today, and wish you a wonderful weekend, and be sure and keep that clay with you. If you live in South Texas where you've had so much rain, the mosquitoes are as big as horseflies, and they're spotted some West Nile virus. So keep that clay if you're going to be out at night. Keep a little mask with you. If you get an insect bite, just put it on there real quickly. It'll pull the venom out. It's such a good preventative for so many things, as Ms. Cole was telling us about. Ann Cole shared that information. So don't be afraid to try it on new things. It just, like I say, it works on the whole body, and when you take it for one thing, you find a plethora of benefits. So thank you again for listening in, and this is Perry A. signing out.